Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Complete with a brand new show open reflecting the topicality of the circumstances in which we all find ourselves. Well, this is interesting. The news just reported by Annie at the top of the hour, the scheduled 4 p.m. special meeting of the Greenville City Council, at which they were expected to announce they were proposing an emergency stay-at-home ordinance. That meeting has now been canceled. As you may be aware, it's curious as to why the previously scheduled emergency meeting has been canceled. But in reading the statement from Beth Brotherton, who's the director of communications for the city, Greenville's mayor and council were notified today that Governor McMaster will be issuing a new executive order at his 4 p.m. news conference to provide further guidance on the CCP flu, COVID-19. Therefore, the 4 p.m. special called Greenville Council emergency meeting is postponed. I think I used the word canceled before. Actually, it's not canceled, it is postponed to receive and evaluate this new information. In other words, we are left to assume they are not operating in a vacuum. Mayor White and the members of the City Council, maybe they are already privy to information, the details of what new executive order the governor will issue, and perhaps that will supersede or eliminate the necessity for the Greenville City Council coming up with some stay-at-home ordinance. We'll see here in about an hour what the governor actually does. One assumption, of course, would be that he is going to go ahead and issue a stay-at-home order for the entire state, which would make Greenville City Council doing the same unnecessary, superfluous, whatever word you want to use. Greetings. Welcome on a cloudy and gray and off and on rainy Tuesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you here. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email remains bob@1063word.com. Now, the email that I received from the officer of Governor Henry McTaxter was sent 1:26 this afternoon was when I received it, and it is bare bones. Governor McMaster will be joined by state public health officials for a media briefing to update the public on the state's response to the 2019 novel coronavirus today, Tuesday, March 31st at 4 p.m. This will be at the South Carolina Emergency Operations Center. That's in West Columbia. So we will see whether the governor joins a host of other states in issuing a stay-at-home order for the entire state of South Carolina. This stuff is about as widespread as the CCP flu itself. More and more Americans falling ill with the coronavirus. The president warning it will peak sometime in April. States nationwide moving quickly to implement travel restrictions on people coming in from other parts of the country, regulating the interstate travel of Americans to an extent not seen in modern American history, writes Fox News. By the way, a bit later in the program today, in the 5 o'clock follies, my guest will be Dr. Katie Tolento. She is a former White House official and a practicing epidemiologist, and we have some questions for her about all the computer modeling that's being done on the Wuhan flu and all the rest. So if you have to go away for a while, you want to touch base with us right after 5 o'clock when I'm joined by Dr. Tolento. And if for whatever reason you have other things going on and won't be able to come back, you'll be able to access my interview with her on our podcast later in the program. Rhode Island, one of the first states to implement restrictions on people coming in from a coronavirus hotspot. They mandated that any New Yorkers traveling to the state self-quarantine for 14 days. They can mandate this stuff all they want. Who's going to enforce this? Are we going to have an officer outside every hotel and motel room to make sure that these people are self-quarantined for 14 days? I know. It's on the honor system, right? I want to be crystal clear about this. If you're coming to Rhode Island from New York, you are ordered into quarantine, said Rhode Island Democrat Governor Gina Raimondo at the time of the implementation of this order. The reason for that is because more than half of the cases of coronavirus in America are in New York. Well, this brought about the ire of the governor of New York, Governor Cuomo. He threatened to sue Rhode Island as the Rhode Island National Guard actually went door to door in the state to tell New Yorkers about their mandatory 14-day quarantine. How did they know where these New Yorkers were? Governor Cuomo saying, I understand the goal, but there's a point of absurdity. And I think what Rhode Island did is at that point of absurdity. We have to keep the idea and the policies we implement positive rather than reactionary and emotional. Or maybe to use another word, draconian. Rhode Island's governor responded, well, he's welcome to sue me if he likes. I think he would have a very hard time because I'm on firm legal ground. Then Rhode Island stopped singling out New York, which both statewide and its largest city, New York City, seen by far as a ground zero, one of the hot spots for coronavirus, by expanding the order to cover any person coming to Rhode Island from another state for a non-work-related purpose. This is a larger number of states have now decided to impose quarantines on visitors from other states, as this stuff is likely to go on at least another month. The president, of course, over the weekend extending the White House social distancing guidelines through the end of April. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he is a Republican, announcing Sunday that he would require visitors to his state from anywhere in Louisiana, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Washington State, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, and Miami to also perform this mandatory self-quarantine. Delaware has also ordered all out-of-state travelers to quarantine themselves for 14 days, as did Hawaii. The People's Republic of Maryland has also issued a stay-at-home order. They did that yesterday, along with a warning from Governor Larry Hogan, for people to self-quarantine if they've been out of the state. Vermont's Governor Phil Scott also yesterday ordered any person, resident or non-resident, traveling into Vermont must self-quarantine. West Virginia followed suit with that. Kentucky applied a similar restriction to its own citizens yesterday, telling any Kentuckians that if they left the state, they must self-quarantine for 14 days. Florida has required anybody entering the state from New York, Jersey, or Connecticut, again, to self-quarantine. Oklahoma ordered all travelers from six different states to quarantine. Alaska requiring all people entering the state to self-quarantine. Montana doing the same, and so did Massachusetts on Friday. So taken together, these travel restrictions just about reach coast to coast and border to border. A nearly unprecedented number of Americans' freedom of movement undergoing these limitations as every level of government is scrambling to prevent the spread of the Wuhan flu. There's more on this, and we'll talk some about the economic impact as well. And it also is beginning to affect the broadcast industry. That and more is on the way. Also, today's edition of Bobby Mac Facts. And we do have some more quarantunes for you today. So stick around. There is plenty more ahead as we get underway here on the Bobby Mac Show. And, of course, when Governor McTaxter makes his announcement at 4, we will have the answer to the question as to whether the Palmetto State will be the latest to implement a stay in place, stay in your home mandate for whatever period of time they may do that. All that and more is still on the way here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday here on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So we now, with the cancellation of the emergency Greenville City Council meeting at 4 o'clock, canceled in anticipation of what Governor McMaster is going to announce in his latest executive order, we will be carrying live the governor's news conference, his update on how the Palmetto State will deal going forward for who knows what period of time, next few weeks, for the entire month of April. But rather than speculate about what the governor may say, we will actually hear him say it. when he announces his latest executive order. That's coming up top of the hour at 4 this afternoon. And of course, these governors, whether it's in Rhode Island or wherever it may be, cannot legally prevent people from entering their states. It's not the way America works. But, of course, they can severely discourage it by implementing these 14-day quarantines or some kind of similar measure and enforcing those with the state police or the National Guard or what have you. And that appears to be what many states, in an effort to keep people who may be infected with the Wuhan flu outside of their borders, and this is what they've decided to do. Drastic measures. Never before seen in peacetime in this country. And it goes a long way towards reflecting the warlike posture that Washington and the federal government is taking with their $2 trillion plus stimulus bill. And now we get word today the president wants to do a phase four that would be primarily infrastructure and would be another $2 trillion. More than 800,000 total coronavirus cases diagnosed worldwide so far. Nearly 3,200 Americans. 164,600 of those in the U.S. Okay? Those are the numbers as we have them. So, 4 p.m. this afternoon, we will hear Governor McMaster make his announcement. Now then, this, just in my email from the folks at Prisma Health, in response to changing staffing needs, the Prisma Health North Greenville Hospital Emergency Department will temporarily close its emergency department this Sunday at noon. I'm sorry, at midnight, 11:59 p.m., and will remain closed for the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic. A Prisma Health ambulance and its paramedic crew will be based at the Prisma Health North Greenville Hospital Emergency Department location to assist with any medical emergencies during the emergency department's temporary closure. The statement says these are unprecedented times, and we must be able to adapt in order to both keep our patients and our team members safe, said Adrienne Talbert, COO for the Prisma Health North Greenville Medical Campus. While we cannot predict the length of the pandemic, we are committed to supporting our community through this time. The HR team, working with the team members who would staff the Prisma Health North Greenville Hospital ED, to find employment opportunities within the organization. So apparently, the folks that were staffing the North Greenville Hospital Emergency Department, I'm left to assume from this, are being furloughed, because this says HR working with the team members who had staffed the North Greenville Hospital ED to find employment opportunities within the organization. So apparently you're going to try and find other places for them to work. They're essentially, I guess, furloughing these people would be a simple way to describe it. So 4 o'clock this afternoon, we will hear Governor McMaster. He will give us the text of his latest executive order, and we will see where we go from there. 27 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Moneypenny, do you happen to have Bobby Mac facts handy there? Let's zip through a few Bobby Mac facts to try and bring you in the loop on some related news you may not have been aware of previously. Here we go.
And now, 106.3 WORD presents Bobby Mac's Bobby McFacts. Today's top trending things you need to know.
And as you might imagine, they are all Wuhan flu related. CVS now offering free home delivery of prescriptions and other products. You can, of course, at least right now, still go into a CVS, but there is a restriction. You must keep a distance of the length of a CVS receipt from other customers. All right. Bear that in mind. Moneypenny giggling in the background. More bad news for Florida. As if Florida needed any more bad news, the coronavirus is driving up the price of meth, fentanyl, and heroin. However, there is a silver lining in this dark cloud. Prices are stable on paint thinner and model airplane glue. So not to worry. Let's see, what else do we have in today's Bobby Mac Facts? In New York, the coronavirus crippling the economy. It's so bad, it's even affecting the mafia. I heard one wise guy tell his partner, leave the cannoli, take the hand sanitizer. Hard to give the kiss of death, of course, when you're wearing an N95 mask. It turns out it's a lot easier for people to refuse an offer over FaceTime than it is, you know, when you got the proverbial gun and all that.
I was expecting you to say it's getting hard on the mice.
Siri, because I just said that, now Siri, you know, is opened on apps all over the App Store.
Who? Yes.
Yeah, can I help you?
Who's opening apps?
Siri can now give you coronavirus advice, even though Siri is not a medical expert. Same, by the way, goes for Dr. Phil. And finally, in Bobby Mac Facts today, a New Zealand man turned his cul-de-sac into a movie theater for his neighbors. As they were sitting, you know, the social distance recommended number of feet apart, would have been a perfect evening, but the first movie he selected to show was Outbreak. That's not going to end well. There you go. There are Bobby Mac facts for today. Annie has some facts as well. She's next with the news here at the bottom of the hour. I'm right back on the other side, 3:30 here on Tuesday on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back from the friendly confines of stately McLean Manor, Bobby Mac Show here at 3:37. I've got Bill Hemmer on Fox News in the background over here in the home studio with the news of the president talking with internet providers about the extreme loads that the web is now carrying. Here's another unintended consequence. What if all of these carriers get so overwhelmed that the web ends up crashing? That would really be a nightmare on top of a nightmare. Let's get to the phones here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday, beginning with Kathy, who is in Greenville. Hi, Kathy, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi there. Thank you very much. You're really a ray of sunshine in darkened times for many people.
Appreciate
that.
And
I want to thank you for being there and ask how your wife is doing. Hopefully she's doing well.
Yeah, my baby doll Brenda is doing fine. She's recovering nicely.
Yeah.
Yep. And and she is in fact, even as I speak, is out in the living room with little Miss Megan keeping her company.
Oh gosh, well that's good. Sounds like both are doing much better.
Yes, thank you.
Very good. Very good. Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, so many of us are so concerned about what's going on, but you look back in the past with the swine flu and with all the Asian flu and all the other things, you know, they need to sit down and do a comparison how many people actually died with it in the past.
Right, right.
And of course, this is a little bit of a different story. We don't know how it's passed on. We don't have immunization toward it, but with all these other ones, we didn't have immunization either, and they, you know, came up with some solutions. But,
true.
You know, I think of Cuomo. Oh, my goodness. He and his father will probably rot in hell for what they've done. With the abortion, the abortion started up in New York in 1973. His father would go to daily church, would not receive, but would be there every day.
Mm-hmm.
This man believes that a baby being born can be destroyed at the moment of birth. I honestly feel, and then he also, back in 2015, I think it was, decided that, oh, well, we don't need any more respirators. Well, you know, and he's on there yelling, oh, we need respirators.
Right.
Well, you know what? All I can say to you is may he rest in peace when he dies, because he really needs prayers, because he's a very, very evil man, very evil.
Between he and some of these other Democrat ringleaders, like immediately come to mind, Pelosi and Schumer and the rest. You know, when Governor Cuomo the other day was all over the media complaining, well, you know, they need to get us more respirators and we don't have nearly as many as we need. Well, years ago, the federal government did provide funding for that express purpose. After what we went through with H1N1, the feds aside money for the state of New York, and the money came to Cuomo. And what did he do with it? Rather than buy respirators, he took the money and he gave it to some bogus company that supposedly was manufacturing solar panels, and they ended up going belly up and out of business, and the money ended up being lost. So, you know, if he wants to complain,
follow the money.
Yeah, that's right. You know, if he wants to blame somebody for the lack of respirators in New York, all he needs is a mirror.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Look in the mirror, and you get all the solutions. You know, I wasn't born in New York, but raised in New York my whole life. And I just can't believe how he continues to be reelected. I mean, I just can't. You know how many things can be rigged. So
sure.
possible in New York.
And imagine the people in other parts of New York that are not New York City. And people have a tendency to think of the entire state as being blue. But there are many conservative folks, moderates and others, who live in New York who I'm sure are driven crazy by their state government there. But what can they do? Because they're outvoted by the city every time they have elections.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, one person can make a difference. If one person starts, you know, let's think about doing this. Let's get together and pray about doing this, that, or the other thing. It does work. I do believe in miracles, and I just hope and pray that those of us who are close to the Lord can influence other people, especially in their voting in November. It's going to be very important.
Yeah, it is.
Well, God bless you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you
greatly
much.
Appreciate the kind words, and thanks for asking about Brenda, and I'm happy to report she's doing great as well. 3:42 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to beautiful Lyman Lake this afternoon and bring in Bill here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. Stay safe, vigilant, and watchful.
hermetically sealed.
Bobby, as you know, in our past conversations, I've dealt with city and county government for 37 years on a very intimate basis. And it's my... A city or county council mayor or county chairman cannot evoke a stay-at-home order that's legal. The only person in the state that can do that is the governor.
Yes, that was the interpretation originally from the AG, Alan Wilson, here in South Carolina. He somewhat backed off that a bit, I think, in the last 24 hours. But a reading of South Carolina's Constitution, specifically Sections 25-1-440 and Section 44-1-80, and you can look them up for yourself, say that those emergency powers only rest with the governor.
Already have. And, you know, I think, you know, and I don't think that pertains to, you know, curfews. But
right.
As far as shutting the state down, as far as telling me or you or anyone else stay at home, they can't do it, not legally.
Yeah. Right. And I'm sure that's the rationale for the cancellation of the emergency Greenville City Council meeting that was to be held at 4. And so now we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Right, Bill?
Yep. That's just like Alan Wilson sending that wacky mayor of Columbia a real nice letter saying your red flag gun laws are illegal, bub.
Right. And the mayor says, well, you know, where's your army to enforce it?
Right.
Yeah.
Bobby, have a great day. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. You have a great day up there at Lyman Lake as well, and be safe. We try and bring a little bit of levity into the otherwise dark clouds that are rolling through right now, including another edition of America's favorite soap opera, which we call The Married Couple.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Honey, where's the remote?
Where did you leave it?
I don't think I had it.
You had it. I never have it. You always have it. King of the remote. Please find it. I hate this show.
Oh, here it is.
I got it.
Where was it?
It was next to my leg the whole time.
Oh, boy.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
And please don't send me any angry emails if this reflects your home. 14 before 4 here on The Bobby Mac Show. I'll be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Some 10 minutes from now, plus whatever period of time is required, we will hear from the governor of South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster, who will issue his latest executive order, and we will find out if that is a stay-in-place order, and if so, for how long, and what other details may be associated with that. I think we're fairly safe in assuming, given that the Greenville City Council has canceled their scheduled emergency meeting at 4 this afternoon, where they were expected to implement a stay-in-place order. They're certainly in the loop on this, and so we can, I think, fairly safely assume that's what the governor is going to do. We'll find out for sure in about 9 or 10 minutes from now. In on the text line, where I am horrendously behind already, from Edwin in Campobello, Bobby, everyone peeps and repeats the number of cases and number of deaths, but what are the number of current hospitalized cases statewide, countywide. Rush said earlier that Palm Beach County, Florida, a county of 1.5 million people, had 59 hospitalizations. I saw New York City numbers that indicated 43,000 cases, but only 1,100 in hospital in a metro of 8.6 million. Be safe, stay well. Thank you, appreciate that. Wake up, America, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, so shall he reap. God is still on his throne. It did not take him off guard when the coronavirus came to the United States. He didn't jump off the throne and say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? He is our provider, protector, all in all, Almighty God. Hey, Bobby, just a quick one concerning the caller that talked about the red flag laws. The Army is ready again stall who attempt to enforce those red flag laws, locked and loaded. All right, thank you. Sometimes these voice-to-text messages do not translate in their entirety. Bobby, has anyone pregnant with the coronavirus given birth, and was it transferred to the baby? No information on that. Bobby, good afternoon. I went to Costco last Friday around noon. I noticed what appeared to be two families of four. I don't want to sound like a jerk, but is it necessary to take the entire family to go to Costco? Well, maybe the kids were too small to be left at home. Bobby, the Army, to ensure that red flag laws are not enforced. Sorry, I don't want to read the rest of that. Not safe for family ears. Bobby, as late as March 13th, Governor Cuomo was out saying, New York is fine. People should ride the subways and live their lives. That is a direct quote. Bobby Mack, apparently Pelosi's plastic surgeon isn't on the non-essential job list. She had a fresh series of Botox done to her face. Or maybe the vodka just kicked in. Who knows? Quickly to the phones we go. Let's head to Greenville and bring in Scott here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bobby. I'll try to get to my point as quickly as possible. I'd like to address the city council's proposal to, the stay-at-home order.
Right.
I noticed that in the announcement that they put out, at least the article that was posted on your webpage today, mm-hmm. one of the exceptions, one of the carve-outs was responsible outdoor exercise.
Correct.
Now, let's talk about that for a minute, because this weekend I went over to Conestee Park to engage in some responsible outdoor exercise.
Good for you.
So a 1,000-acre park is closed. So a 1,000-acre park where I could be 5, 10, or 15, 20, 30 yards away from somebody mm-hmm. is shut down.
Right.
But now I am, if I want that to do that outdoor exercise, you're forcing me onto a 4.5-foot wide sidewalk where I'm going to rub elbows with somebody as I walk up and down the street. Meanwhile, I can't get a roll of Lysol wipes, so I'm having to go back and forth to the grocery store multiple times per week.
Right.
Where I am less than 6 feet away from people trying to get that one tube of Lysol wipes.
Gotcha.
You know, none of this is really making sense to me. And I understand that McTaxter is going to address this in a moment.
Right.
But is there anybody with common sense who's looking at this and saying, maybe we ought to try this approach?
Number one, there is so much peer pressure, I guess is one way to describe it, that is being exerted because so many other governors have already implemented these kind of stay-at-home orders. In fact, I was looking at a map just a minute ago, and in a sense, it's a map of the old Confederacy, with the exception of Virginia and North Carolina. I don't know if we should draw any conclusion from that or not. But among the states that have not done so are South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, North and South Dakota, Montana, Nevada, Utah, Texas, and Oklahoma are the only ones that do not have these in place at the moment. So peer pressure, you know, you feel like, well, all these other governors are doing this, and if I don't do it, I'm going to look bad. The other aspect of it is we're in uncharted territory, and I think anytime these kind of restrictions are drawn, there are going to be unintended consequences. Thank you very much for the call, Scott. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I agree with your assessment. We will hear from the governor coming up at the top of the hour. See you back with hour number two.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.